Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Mass with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. As we now gather before this holy altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who seeing the human race fallen into death, willed to redeem it by the coming of your only begotten Son, grant, we pray, that those who confess his incarnation with humble fervor may merit his company as their Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Samuel. In those days, Hannah brought Samuel with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord of Shiloh. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli and said, "Pardon, my lord, as you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood near you here, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." She left Samuel there. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My heart exalts in the Lord, my Savior.
My heart exalts in the Lord, my Savior.
My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory.
My heart exalts in the Lord, my Savior.
The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears even sons, while the mother of many languishes. My heart exalts in the Lord,
my Savior.
The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts.
My heart exalts in the Lord, my Savior.
He raises the needy from the dust. From the dung heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with the nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage.
My heart exalts in the Lord, my Savior.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O King of all nations and keystone of the church, come and save man, whom you formed from the dust. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last night when I was looking at our readings for today and reflecting on them, the very first thought that came to my mind with our first reading from the book of Samuel was, ooh, I hope Father Simon talks about this on the radio tomorrow, because I'd like to learn more about it, because I think just the idea of a lady leaving her 3-year-old son at the temple is just something that's hard to comprehend. Now, I have 2 older brothers, and I know there was many times when my mother wanted to drop my brothers off at the church and just leave them there, but she never did that. Not as a way of saying thank you to God, but more as a way of saying, here, God, you can have these kids. Just take them and do whatever you want with them. So I'm not going to talk about that. Instead, I want to talk about our gospel reading, which is part 2 of yesterday's reading. If you recall, yesterday, Mary went to Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child in her womb leapt for joy, and she said, how is this possible that the mother of my Lord should be here? And then we get into part 2 with the beautiful proclamation, the Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord. You know, my friends, if you ever get a chance, just sit down and reread this beautiful prayer. And not just reread it, reflect on it, and let it soak deep into your heart and transform your lives. Because as I was reading this prayer that Mary so eloquently proclaimed, I was reminded of our second grade class. When we're preparing them for first reconciliation, I like to have them sit down, and then I take this glass bowl and I fill it with Diet 7-Up. Diet 7-Up works out better than using regular water, but I put that bowl in front of them and then I put a candle behind it. And naturally, it makes a magnifying glass so that when the kids see that the flame of that candle, it shines out. And I tell the kids, I says, this is your soul. I says, by your baptism, you've received the light of Christ. And when your soul is pure and filled with graces, then the light of Christ is magnifying. It shines out. And I'll even shut the lights off to show how that light really shines out in the darkness. And then as part of the activity, then I take different food colors and I start pouring them into the bowl to show how, you know, anger, greed, jealousy, the whole 7 deadly sins will basically cloud out that light to the point that you can't even see any light shining through that bowl. And I use that as an example for the kids to show how when we think only of ourselves and allow sin to enter into our hearts, we shut out the light of Christ. And that's why it's important to go to confession, to have all that sin removed so that our hearts can be pure, our souls can be clean again, and we can magnify the Lord by our words and by our actions. You know, our Blessed Mother did a beautiful job just by saying yes to God's will. She helped transform the world and change the whole course of history by doing God's will and bringing Christ into the world. Again, my friends, just think what could happen if each and every one of us said yes to God's will every day of our lives. not thinking of ourselves, not thinking about what's in it for me, but just with great faith and trust, allowing God to use us as his instruments. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today, let us ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts, to transform our lives, that every day we too can say yes to God's will. By our words, by our actions, we too can bring our Lord's presence into this world filled with darkness and sin. And by our words and by our actions, we too will magnify the Lord. I invite you to please stand. And trusting now in God's love for us, let us lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all bishops and priests, that they will help us know and embrace God's will for our lives as we approach the new year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the respect for human life throughout the world, and for an end to all violence, especially terrorism, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those recovering from recent tornadoes and from other severe weather conditions, and for the safety of all those who are traveling for the holidays, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all families, that the Holy Family will be a constant example of love and sacrifice for the good of another, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Kathy Laird, in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. And if it is your will, we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Trusting in your compassion, O Lord, we come eagerly with our offerings to your sacred altar, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. for all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. through him, and with him, and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for protection of mind and body and a healing remedy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor and the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. May reception of your sacrament strengthen us, O Lord, so that we may go out to meet our Savior with worthy deeds when he comes, and merit the rewards of the blessed through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him with humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now we'll recite the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now for the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.